This is David Flint for Can Do. Has our federal government gone stark, raving mad? They've already put the live cattle export industry on its knees. They completely ignored departmental advice. The foreign minister didn't even bother to go to Jakarta. The prime minister, Julia Gillard, couldn't be bothered to pick up the telephone to speak to the Indonesian president. But within a few days of the Four Corners program, they panicked. Minister Joe Ludwig suspended the trade for 6 months. 6 months. And that included exporters with excellent abattoirs in Indonesia. Now, the Indonesians have decided, understandably, that we're not reliable. So they're looking for other sources. They've significantly reduced the number of cattle that we can send there. Thousands of jobs are at risk, business and property made worthless, and the taxpayers will have to pay the massive damages which the cattle producers are obviously entitled to under any fair system of justice. Now, if that wasn't enough, the Gillard government has just decided, to satisfy their green allies, to create the world's biggest marine park reserves. Now they're endangering another industry, fishing, and they couldn't care less. We're talking of an industry with over 36,000 jobs and $4 billion in revenue. Yes, we'll still be able to buy fish, but it'll be fish imported from Asia, or perhaps it'll be caught by foreign fishermen in Australian waters. You see, the government has so run down the defence forces, the chances of our being able to protect this new marine reserve is rather limited. And anyway, the defence forces' hands are full, welcoming the so-called clients of the people smugglers, most of whom have deceitfully destroyed or hidden their passports. And by the way, who wanted these reserves to be created? The government website admits it received almost 500,000 submissions. But as Piers Ackerman says, the largest proportion of these, 99.8%, were campaign submissions received via email and post, and most of them were from overseas. They were generated through organised campaigns and contained various standardised texts. So Greens overseas, coincidentally, flooded the government with submissions. As a result, the Gillard government is prepared to destroy another industry and ensure we Australians have to eat expensive imported fish. But the Gillard government can be sure of continued support from its Green allies, and Prime Minister Gillard will be able to go to Rio de Janeiro next week, where 50,000 people are going on carbon dioxide-emitting aeroplanes to stay in carbon dioxide air-conditioned hotels, just to hear why Australians will have to pay the highest carbon dioxide tax in the world. Representative democracy has been totally compromised by our politicians. The only way to ensure this never happens again is to empower the people to make sure the politicians are accountable on every day of every week and of every month between elections. This is David Flint for Can Do.